Okay, Chevra. What we are going to be speaking about today is a question that is a question of halacha, but not halacha lamaisa. It's not halacha lamaisa in the sense that just in Mitzias we don't really have hargasha, as we have been discussing. So hence the question of hargasha below ri'iyah, the question of a woman who has a hargasha and doesn't see any dam, and the Trumas Hadeshen that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, etc., makes it to Shulchan Aruch. This question is kind of theoretical for us, because if we don't experience Hargasha, so the question can't be Lamaisa. Nonetheless, it would seem that just the fact that the Trumas Hadeshen entertains this idea is a shtickle rally against Rabbi Willink. No? I know I'm beating a dead horse. But, because how can you have a Hargasha without Re'iyah if the definition of Hargasha is Re'iyah? No? If Rabbi Willink is right, then it's exactly the same rise I mentioned yesterday, but just in the opposite direction. But if Rabbi Willink is right, the Hargasha means a normal Re'iyah Stam, so hello, what does it mean that you have a Hargasha below Re'iyah? It just doesn't seem to fit in. Elamai, there are other types of Hargasha which we no longer have, and the Trumas Hadeshen was dealing with one of these types. So what's the story with this Trumas Hadeshen lahalacha? Right? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen, by the way, I think I mentioned to some of the guys in the Beis Medrash, that the Trumas Hadeshen has the highest batting average of any major posek. If I'm not mistaken, every single Trumas Hadeshen in Chelak Aleph makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Every single one. Batting 1,000. Right? So that's pretty high. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen talks about if a woman has a Hargasha sheniftach mekora lahotzi dam, you have a Hargasha that the makor opened to be moitzi dam, and you check afterwards, and you don't find anything, so you should be metame the woman, because vada yotza tipas dam kechardo v'niskaneach onimuk. The Hargasha sorado oraisehi heichad lekka lemitli Hargasha b'mida achrina. Zokti Trumas Hadeshen, the Hargasha is a din d'oraisa, it's a svara d'oraisa, and therefore if you have a Hargasha and you don't find anything afterwards, you are going to be Temeya. And he proves that Hargasha is a din d'oraisa from our Gemara at the beginning of the Perek on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, that the Gemara says that Nimtza la'achar zman is patur min ha'karben. And frankly, but if there's a Hargasha, why are you going to be potter? Right? If you're going to be a Hargasha, so why are you potter from a karben? You should be chayav a karben. Elamai, we see that Hargasha is a svara d'oraisa, because you chayav a carbon. And if Hargasha is a sora d'oraisa, so just like according to the opinion that Vestas is d'oraisa, if you check yourself and you find that you're tahira, you're still tameya. Also by Hargasha, which is a sora d'oraisa, if you check yourself and you find something, so you are going to be tameya. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe in Kuf Pei Ches, the Darkei Moshe, as we say in French, jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And he says, what are you talking about? He says, when the Gemara says a Hargasha is a din d'oraisa, that's about Hargasha when you find a kesem. No? Or Hargasha when you find some dam in the Meirag Layim, etc. But Hargasha would not be a din d'oraisa if you don't find any dam. And then the Darkei Moshe writes, and I didn't find any of the Poskim who write that you're Temeya with Hargasha below Re'iyah, v'lochein devarav tzrichim iyum. And therefore, the Trumas Hadeshen, or the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, is tzarech iyun. We should also note that the Beis Yosef in Kuf Peches quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, and he quotes the end of the Trumas Hadeshen, where the Trumas Hadeshen is machmir, that if a woman has a Hargasha, and then you find like a thick, viscous type of white discharge, so the Trumas Hadeshen wants to be machmir in that case, because mehecha tesi, right, once we lost the bekiyas in Maris Dam, so it could be that even like a thick, whitish discharge is also going to be temeya. And the Beis Yosef says about that, v'nirali shechumris yisera shein v'les l'chosh b'hu, it seems like it's a chumr yisera, and no one is worried about it. So l'chor, when you think about it, we have a contradiction in the Beis Yosef, and we have a contradiction in the Ramah, no? Because the Beis Yosef contradicts himself, the Beis Yosef in Kuf Beiches rejects the Trumas Hadeshen, yet the Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzadi quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, and in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen as a Yesh Misha Omer. The Darkei Moshe rejects the Trumas Hadeshen in Kuf Peiches. In Kuf Peich, that's in Darkei Moshe. In Kuf Peiches in Shulchan Aruch he says, look at Kuf Tzadi. In Kuf Tzadi, the Mechaber quotes the Trumas Hadeshin as a Yesh Misha Omer, and the Ramah don't bat an eyelash. Presumably, that means that the Ramah is agreeing with the Trumas Hadeshin. So, like, what the heck? Right? Pardon my French, but like, what's going on here? Right? The Beis Yosef, Kuf Peches rejects Trumas Hadeshin, Kuf Tzadi accepts it. Ramah rejects it in Kuf Peches, and in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mappa, in Kuf Tzadi, the Ramah seems to accept it. Like, what's going on? So, this is a problem that we could spill lots of halachic ink over.
Isn't that they're just, the difference is there just because in one place they're agreeing with one raya that he brought in the Trumas Hadeshin, and in the second place they're disagreeing with the conclusion regarding the viscous.
So you want to say that the Beis Yosef, when he, in Kuf Peches, when he quotes that these things are chumros yisera, so less the chashbahu, what he means is only the white discharge is a chumra yisera. Now, one could say that. However, the Sidrei Tahara, who, as we know, is a hero of the Jewish people, the Sidrei Tahara in Kuf Tzadi Sif Katin Gimel points out that the Lashon of the Beis Yosef in Kuf Peches is Lashon Rabim, chumros yiseros. It sounds like he's talking about the entire Trumas Hadeshin, and it sounds like he is rejecting the entire Trumas Hadeshin. So, just, Nekuda Rishona is, how do we paskin the halacha? Mr. Epstein, how do you think we should paskin the halacha here? Hey, good, you're stroking the beard. That's a step in the right direction. Good. What? Yesh Omer. So what do we do with Yesh Misha Omer in the Beis Yosef? Not exactly clear. So different poskim have different approaches. The Torah's Hashulamim tells me that when I have a Yesh Misha Omer in the Beis Yosef, that means that he really holds that way. How come he phrases it as Yesh Misha Omer? So he says, because the Sma tells me that the Beis Yosef will often phrase stuff as a single position when he found the Shita in only a single Sefer. Right? The Mechaber says Yesh Misha Omer. That doesn't mean that he's saying somebody holds this way and I don't hold that way. That means that he's saying somebody holds this way and I do hold that way. How come you phrase it as somebody holds that way? Because I only found this idea in the Trumas Hadeshin. That's what the Torah Hashlamim says. Effectively, the Torah Hashlamim, quoting from the Sma, by the way, the Sma is the earliest Mefarish on the Shulchan Aruch, no? When I got my Yadin Yadin Smicha, my father bought me a gift at like a Sfarim auction. He bought me one of the earliest printings of the Shulchan Aruch Chayshen Mishpat that only has the Sma. Nobody else. It's not like the earliest, but if you come over to my apartment, I'll show it to you. It's like it's one of my prized treasures. But that's the Sma is like one of the earliest Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma says, and it's called by the Taras HaShlomim, a rule that the Beis Yosef's the Mechaber's Yesh Misha Omer means he really holds that way. Alternatively, if you look in Chacham Avad Yosef Zichrono Livracha, was very into like klalim of how Shulchan Aruch works, and he says that he's not convinced that a Yesh Misha Omer means that the Mechaber holds that way. It could be that the Mechaber does not hold that way, and in fact, in the Sidrei Tahara, assumes that the Mechaber does not hold of what he says in the Mechaber does not hold of the Yesh Misha Omer that he quotes in Kuf Tzadi, and La Halacha he does not paskin like the Trumas Hadeshin. This is a large methodological issue. What is the main sefer for Psak Halacha? So I have a theory, which I don't think is my theory. I think it's actually what the Beis Yosef tells us. You see, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he was kind of cool, did like a lot of important work in writing Halacha. And Rabbi Yosef Karo tells us in his Hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, who's the intended audience with this book called Shulchan Aruch? So pardon the expression, he says, what? Bar mitzvah boys, close. Layman, ordinary balabatin. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you read my real sefer, my Beis Yosef, and you paskin out of my real sefer, my Beis Yosef. But for the layman, or bar mitzvah boys, or people who just need a quick review to just be fluent with all the dinim, So what you should do is you should read this book, Shulchan Aruch, to review all the basic dinim, and you should read it once every 30 days. And the earliest printing of the Shulchan Aruch, my printing, also has this. The earliest printing has Shulchan Aruch broken down into 30-day cycles. So once every 30 days, it's like, what do you learn after Shacharis? Oh, I finish Shulchan Aruch once every 30 days. Oh, wow, you must be an ordinary Bala Bus, right? That's really what the Beis Yosef is telling us. The Beis Yosef is saying that lahalacha I pass in like Beis Yosef. Or maybe Yosef Tar is saying lahalacha you pass like Beis Yosef. I, in Shulchan Aruch, I quote Yesh Mishael, because that's just like there is an opinion out there. Chazer, remember that there's a Trumas Hadeshin, but lahalacha don't matter. Because obviously you read the Beis Yosef and you see less the Chashtluhu, or whatever, Chumri Siseros, right? So you shouldn't hold to that. The Ramah. Now that approach would be more like the Sidrei Tahara, that we pass in Shailos from Beis Yosef, no? The Torah's Hashlamim is coming from the Sma. The Sma's approach is that the real Sefer Halacha L'Maisa is the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the Sma tells me this in like the last Sma, in Chayshin Mishpat, no? The Hagos Maimini that was printed in Constantinople, which is found in the back of the Franco Rambam, it's not found in the standard Hagos Maimini. Hagos Maimini says that a person has an obligation to put himself or herself into a suffix sakana to prevent somebody else who's in the vade sakana. No? Am I allowed to? This is a shayla that's nogei l'maisa all the time. If I am a chovesh, I am someone who can heal people on the battlefield. I'm putting myself in the suffix sakana in the line of fire to save the guy who's just shot. No? Am I allowed to donate a kidney? No, they have this whole organization, renewal. No? And it's like donating kidneys. Is it mutter? You're putting yourself in suffix sakana. Whenever you go under the knife, you're going into suffix sakana. This guy who needs the kidney is talking the vade sakana. Am I allowed to put myself in the suffix sakana to save myself from vade sakana? So the Sma, the end of Chayshim Mishpat, points out that although the Beis Yosef in Tavchav Vav of Chayshim Mishpat paskins like the Hagos Maimini, that you are mechoyev to put yourself in the suffix sakana to save someone from the vade sakana, but since he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, that indicates that he doesn't hold that way. So this Sma says that the Sefer LaHalacha LaMaisa is the Shulchan Aruch, no? And that's what the Taras Hashem is coming from the Sma. It's the Sma L'Shitaso. However, if I assume the Beis Yosef knew how to learn Beis Yosef, and I assume that the real Halacha LaMaisa Sefer is Vashteten Beis Yosef, so then, I should paskin that you are mechayiv to put yourself in the suffix sakana, and I should also paskin over here that we do not hold of the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, let me just mention one more point within the Ramah. Within the Ramah, it's less clear as to which sefer is the main sefer, halacha l'maisa. We also have lots of Ramahs who contradict himself. Or who say stuff in Dark Moshe that doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, no? Rav Shechter bases his entire yesod in Hilchos Erevin on the fact that there's a Darkei Moshe who paskins that lo asurabe mevatli mechitzta. No? And have you guys did fourth year halacha l'maisa in Erevin yet? No one? Okay. So remember this. When you do fourth year halacha l'maisa in Erevin, right? Rav Shechter's basic yesod to be mekel in our community Erevin is because he holds that lo asurabe mevatli mechitzta based on the Darkei Moshe. That Darkei Moshe doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. What do I do then? Right, that's a methodological question. What's the main sefer halacha l'maisa? I get the impression, although I'm less convinced, that the Darkei Moshe is also the main sefer halacha l'maisa, and the Ramah is kind of brief notes that he jotted down to show people not to accept this book as a fully acceptable halacha text. You see, there was a lot of opposition when Rabbi Yosef Karo decided to write this book called Shulchan Aruch, because, as they say, he was dumbing Judaism down, no? Like the Maharshal says, oh, you want to paskin the Shaila, you take up my book, the Yamshur Shloma, you learn through all the sukkahs with all the Rishonim, and then you paskin the Shaila, right? Why are you dumbing it down by writing this book called Shulchan Aruch? You're dumbing us down, no? And the Levush was opposed to Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch doesn't really give reasons for the halachas. It just tells me this, that, no? There was a whole school of thought who was opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. Reb Shmuel Kadnaifer was opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. Not only were people who wrote other books opposed to Shulchan Aruch, but people who wrote books on the Shulchan Aruch were opposed to the Shulchan Aruch. But the funny thing about the way the history of Halacha worked out is that had the Shach did not agree with the Shulchan Aruch, now the Shach felt that Rabbi Yosef Karo like didn't know what he was doing, and in one small simon, like Kuf Nun Dalet of Evan Ezra, he's like making 50 mistakes, and he wrote a whole book called Gevurah Sanoshen to show that Rabbi Yosef Karo is like making 50 mistakes in one simon, Halachas Kama Vakama, Toivim Uchapas Amakam Aleinu, he's making a million mistakes in every other simon in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach didn't tell the Shulchan Aruch, but the weird thing about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is the Shach disagreed with Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach wrote his notes on the side of Shulchan Aruch to show, don't agree with the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll show you that he says differently, he says differently, he says differently, but precisely because the Shach wrote a book on the Shulchan Aruch was accepted. No? You got what I'm saying? Right? And the Ramah, in some ways, is the same as the Shach in that sense. The Ramah, by the way, is the Shach's grandfather, the Shach's wife's grandfather, no? The Ramah also is the same type of idea. And the Ramah says, you know what, I don't agree with this Shulchan Aruch book because he's ignoring the main poskim, like the Ugar and the Aguda and all those like really cool, amazing Ashkenazi people. He's like ignoring them. So I'm going to write my own book. Well, he wrote his own book on that book. And when you write your own book as notes on the main book, right, instead of telling people not to accept the main book, punkt verkehrt, right, it ends up the main book becomes accepted. So that's like a brief history of halacha that emerges from the beginning of Tzadi and the comparison of Kopei. Yes, Mr. Moshe, how are you?
I was wondering, just historically, it looks like this is inaccurate. Wasn't the Beis Yosef written prior to the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes,
and
of course.
And so can we assume that the Shulchan Aruch was his final opinion on the matter?
Well, that's what the Sma would say. But if he tells me in the Hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch, that I wrote this book so that people can review it once every 30 days. And I wrote this book for the Balabata. But the Talmidei Chacham should pass in Shail is based on the Beis Yosef. So then it doesn't mean he's changing his mind. It just means he wrote a later book. Again, this is, some scholars today are not into this approach. Some scholars feel that, I have some shiurim about this stuff online. Some scholars feel that the Shulchan Aruch really is the accepted halachic book, but Reb Yosef Karo maybe changed his mind. He thought the halacha in Eretz Yisrael should operate differently than halacha when he's in Turkey. And as such, he decided to change his mahalach. I am less inclined that way. I take the words of Reb Yosef Karo at face value. If you want, there's a huge literature on this topic. It's worth at least a doctorate, maybe more. Okay? Anything else to say about this, Rabbi Osei? Good. So far, we have a Trumas Hadeshin. Not clear how we paskin, Machok Yisidri Tara and Taras HaShlomo, whether the Mechaber holds the Trumas Hadeshin. And within the Ramah, it's also not abundantly clear how the Ramah paskins. Okay, Zolzayin. Now, if you look at the Cholkim on the Trumas Hadeshin, namely the Darkei Moshe and the Radvaz, they both make the point. By the way, who was the Radvaz? When and where did he live?
Egypt.
What? Egypt. Sort of, kind of, mostly. But then the Radvaz was 80 years old. Reb David ben Zimra was 80 years old and he decided to retire. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to this little backwater of a community called Sfat, because he didn't want to be bothered. He just wanted to learn in Eretz Yisrael the last couple of years. He didn't want anyone to bother him. He was done passing shas. He wrote like thousands of tshuvas. Thousands. So what happens is the Radvaz is bad luck. He's in Sfat. At the time, that Sfat becomes like a happening place. And like all of these young Kabbalists are hanging around in Sfat. And the bad luck of the Radvaz is that like everyone is going to him to learn. And the Radvaz had a very famous student named Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, called the Arizal, no? One of the rayas that the Arizal knew how to learn is that the Arizal was a Talmud of the Radvaz. By the way, this does not prove anything, right? Not everyone who is a Talmud of somebody, can you say the Talmud knows how to learn? But some of the, what? Of course, present company excluded, right? But
There's a work by Chaim on that, where he says that the Arizal, that he has the Arizal insisted the Rambaz and certain Shuvos.
He assisted the
Rambaz and certain Shuvos.
The Rambaz?
No, the Ari assisted the Rambaz.
Oh, assisting. That could be.
But Lav Dafka, again, the question as to how much of a Talmud Chacham, this is a large question that scholars are into, whether all these important figures in Jewish history are actually Talmidei Chachamim. Did the Baal Shem Tov know how to learn? Right? So, there's a huge literature. The Arizal know how to learn. Again, I think, it seems to me that it's inconceivable that Klal Yisrael would have accepted someone as a major figure if they didn't know how to learn. But the scholars are into having these conversations because why not? It's a cool conversation to have. Okay. These are things that you probably wouldn't get in other shiurim, no? These type of throwaway lines. I'm good at wasting time. Fight it. Now. What? So the Ramaz Kasha is that how can you compare Hargasha to Veses and say that Hargasha is a din d'oraisa and Veses is a din d'oraisa according to Madama, Veses is d'oraisa with choshish even if you don't see anything. So according to the opinion of Hargasha, which is in d'oraisa, you have to be choshish if you don't see anything. That's really what the Truma Sedeshin says. Frek the Ramah in the Dark Emotion, and the Radvaz asks this Kasha also, but you go through the Gemara and the Gemara is only talking about Hargasha when you actually see something. And Hargasha when you don't see anything is not discussed at all in the Gemara. And you can compare Hargasha to Veses because Veses is talking about when you don't see and Hargasha is talking about when you do see. And when you do see Dam afterwards, so then Hargasha, of course, is Dairaisa. You have a Hargasha and you see Dam. And the Lashon of all the Rishonim is Hergisha V'Ra'asa Dam, right? The Lashon of the Gemara is Hergisha V'Ra'asa. So that's the Kasha that everyone asks. So it happens that the Aruch Laner and the Chochmas Bezalel both say the same Vart. They say that this question as to whether we're talking about Hargasha with a Re'iyah of Dam or Hargasha without a Re'iyah is really a machlokas between Rashi and Taisvis. You see, the Gemara tells me that Gimel Sfeikos B'Isha Al Besara Safek Tame Safek Tahar Tame Al Chalukas Safek Tame Safek Tahar Tahar. Right? B'magos u'behestos, if you touch something, or heset is like you move it, so halacha chaharov. What does halacha chaharov mean? Doesn't that mean, rov yameha tamei and she's tamei, even though there's no hargasha? Zakmigma, no, it doesn't mean that. Lo, rov yameha behargasha, chazya tamei, de'ema argasha v'lo yadaita. Now, what is this case? Rav Yameha Bahargasha Chazya. So Rashi learns the Gemara that the woman did not see anything. No? And this Isha saw zero. But since Rav Yameha is that she sees with Hargasha, so therefore she's Temeya even though she didn't see anything. Tosis jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And Tosis says, "Dear Rashi, you're my grandfather. Nice guy, but old man, dude, you're missing it." Right? Because Tosafot says, no, obviously the case is that you saw some dam, because we never found a chumrah in all of Judaism that a woman who most of the time, if Rov Yameha Temeya, she's going to be Temeya, we never saw such a chumrah in all of Judaism. So therefore, Rashi, nice guy, but you're wrong. Right? So comes along both the Aruch Laner and the Chachmas Bezalel, and they say the following cheshbon. They say, you know what, according to Rashi, is a raya mechrachas that the Trumas Hadesh is correct. Because the Trumas Hadeshah and Shtikot Torah is that if you have a Hargasha without a Re'iyah, you're Temeya. That's exactly the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Isha Shalom Matzah Kesem. She don't find nothing. But in Rov Yameha B'Hargasha, she's Temeya. Right? She didn't find anything. How is she Temeya? The Teretz is that Rashi would say that Hargasha itself is going to be a reason to be Temeya. But Tosis, who's disagreeing on Rashi, from Tosis' account of the Gemara, we have no raya that the Trumas Hadeshah is correct. Both the Aruch Laner, by the way, the Aruch Laner is famous because, according to tradition, he gave smicha to Rabbiner Samson Raphael Hirsch, no? The Aruch Laner is of Yaakov Ettlinger. He was the Rav of Ahu, Altoona, Hamburg, and whatever, it's hard to pronounce, right? So he's the Rav of those three communities. Big German rabbi, he wrote the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch one there. Tradition says that he gave smicha to Rabina Hirsch. There's a problem that no one ever saw Rabina Hirsch's smicha, and they asked him about it once, and he said there was like once a fire in his house, and there and the smicha got burned. Okay. Again, we trust that Rabbi Hirsch, again, was a Talmud Chacham. But there is a school of thought out there among scholars. It could be Rosenblum's book about Rabbi Hirsch. And you'll see, or my review of that book, and you'll see some discussion about that maybe Rabbi Hirsch was not a Talmud Chacham. It's like the scholars are into these types of things. But he said that he learned both by Chacham Isaac Bernays and by Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. Right? That too, according to tradition, gave smicha to Rabbi Hirsch. Mr. Kornbluth, Shlita.
This Raya from Rashi would have to come along with the context of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's only if you wrote the amount of our Gasha.
So, but again, the point is, so we can kind of shave off part of it, but still have the other part. We're talking about a woman that's wrote the amount of our Gasha, so we assume she's Tameya. So Rashi would say that means that Hargasha proves Tumah even in the absence of Dam. That means, if I know for sure I had a hargasha, presumably I'm going to be tameya even in the absence of dam, which is exactly what the Truma Sadesh is saying.
And it won't be only when it's a woman who always...
I mean, the case in the Gemara is only when it's Rov Yameha, you're right, but l'cha'ora, you can extend the Truma Sadesh and... based on Rashi, you could extend that principle even to other cases. Okay, so this is... So that's some defense of Rashi. Now the Radvaz, right? Both the Ramah in Darka Moshe and the Radvaz don't like the Trumas Hadeshen. Although there are some who assume that the Ramah really likes the Trumas Hadeshen, and his Lashon and Kuf Pei Ches is just I have no one who agrees with it, but really he holds that way anyway. I don't know. But the Radvaz really does not like the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Sheilas Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Tshuva, that's quoted here in the Pisach Tshuva Os Zayin, also does not like the Radvaz. Does not like the Trumas Hadeshen. I'm getting drunk. And the Radvaz says that he doesn't like the Trumas Hadeshen. And if he choshesh for this Trumas Hadeshen, he calls it Nishay Ami Tigrishum Libis Tanugeha, that you're like chasing the women away from their enjoyment, you're being machmir unnecessarily. And then he says, perhaps, the Trumas Hadeshen didn't even mean the Trumas Hadeshen, no? He says at the end, maybe what the Trumas Hadeshen meant is that there was a minhag in his community, in the Trumas Hadeshen's community, to be choshesh for Hargasha without Re'iyah. And he's trying to give some sort of halachic justification for that minhag. And since we know, based on Chumr de Reb Zeira, that minhagim really play a major role in Hochos Nida, so we'll also be choshish for the minhag in this community to be choshish for Hargasha below Re'iyah. So the Radvaz is saying, as pshat in Trumas Hadeshen, that Trumas Hadeshen didn't really mean it. Didn't really mean that when Medama to Vesas, he thinks that the Dimyon to Vesas doesn't work, like the Darka Moshe said. But rather, there was a minhag. One thing I see from this Radvaz, going back to what we've learned already this man, is the Radvaz is Nemingon. Radvaz is assuming that Chumr de Reb Zeira is a minhag. Right? A minhag. Right? Why is it a minhag? Right? Because that isn't that exactly what he says? Look at the, if you have this source sheet, right, three lines on the bottom. The Efshar Shibizmanu Shaharab Bimakomo, Hoyu Hanoshim Machmiosa Asan Gabar Goshab Loidam, Umatan Smach Kodu Mehasu Yaper Kabaya Kesen, Abizmane Mukamin Lora Iso Shamati Mishanayeg Chumra Zu, etc. Ken Zain, that at his time, right, and two lines before that he quoted Chumra de Reb Zeira, could be that at the time of the, Trumas Hadeshen, the women were machmir this way. That means that he's assuming that Chumr de Reb Zeira is just a minhag, it's entirely a minhag. So far so good? Hi Yoni.
Couldn't it be two distinct dealings? One, that there was a particular minhag in this community that were machmir for Hargasha, and they would be machmir on a daraisa, and then in addition to that, they would apply that Chumr to have the same level as the Chumr de Reb Zeira. So it's not necessarily a ride of Chumr de it was there in some minute.
I just think that the Lashon, the way he says it, the Nashon were Machmiras HaAtzman, that's the Lashon Chumrat Reb Zeira. So I think what he's really saying is that Chumrat Reb Zeira was extended in the Trumas Hadashon's community to apply to Hargasha below Re'iyah. Right? You're trying to read it. I just don't... Again, I'm not saying that your read is impossible. I just think it's less likely than my read. Hi, Moshe.
It's interesting. What goes after this is that Yadavka, it's going to be a minhag, Yadavka had to be the woman that we're going to take on that chumrah because it's they're the ones who...
They have hargasha, right? Most of us don't have hargasha.
No, but he brings up Ona.
I can't hear.
He brings up Ona.
Ona. But he said, right. So, well, that's his question. The Radvaz asks that you're being mevato the mitzvah of Ona with this. So you're saying that only women could have the minhag because they don't have the mitzvah. That's sort of like what the Shevet Halevi suggests at the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, that Chumrat Reb Zeira is not a bittul of the Taz, right? Right? The Taz says that the rabbis have no ability to make a din d'rabbanan against the din d'oraisa. So the Shevet HaLevi says, well, the rabbis aren't making din d'rabbanan against the din d'oraisa because women don't have the mitzvah of Ona, the men do. And the women had the Chumrah. I don't think I spoke about that in the Shir. In previous years, I focused more on that Taz. But Kenzain, it's certainly possible. Now, let's talk about the Trumas Hadeshen inside for a minute. Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen discusses a case where the woman has a hargasha and then she finds a mara tahar, right? She finds something white. So the entire tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen is moving in the direction that we can attribute the hargasha to the mara tahar and then would be tahara. But at the very end, he like throws the wrench. He takes a sharp left. At the very end, he says, well, maybe white is also tummy, right? That's really the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, if you read this Trumas Hadeshen slowly and carefully, I think what he's saying is that we can attribute the hargasha that she had to the white color that came out. And the hargasha that she had is a hargasha, shaniftach makaira. No? She had a sensation that the makaira is opening. Therefore, the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be saying that when you feel a sensation that the makaira is opening, there are two possibilities what that could be. It could either be dam, or it could be some other liquid, some mara tahar. And if I find mara tahar afterwards, right? So then I will attribute that hargasha to the mara tahar. This implies, l'cha'ura, that the mara tahar is coming from the makar, the same as the dam would come from the makar. Because I feel a hargasha that my makar is opening. And then I find mara tahar. L'cha'ura, what that means is that the mara tahar could also come with the same hargasha. Is that a good diuk, ladies and gentlemen? Right, is that a good diuk? Okay, no one said no, so I assume that's a yes. Right? Now, if that's the case, then the Trumas Hadeshen L'cha'ora is saying something against the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 207, Mitzvah Reish Zayin, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mash Amru Zichronim Lefracha Shechamisha Maris Domim Him Shetima Toira Usha Ar HaDomim Tahorim. Right, there's five colors out of Tomei and everything else is Tahar. Ha'ingin Hu Shechachomim Yadu B'choch Masan Shekol Dam She'enu Me'osan Chamisha Maros Enu Bo Mimakum Tomei. The Chinuch says that the other colors that are not Tomei, do not come from the Makar. The Makar produces Tomei color. Non-Tomei color comes from somewhere else inside the woman. So far, so good? Imkenim hadavarim. And by the way, in the Minchas Chinuch over here, says, Divrei harav tzarech iyun, because the Gemara in Yud Tes sounds like that even Dam Tahar comes from the Makar. L'chayre, the Trumas Hadeshen is assuming like the Gemara, like the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha, and not like the Sefer HaChinuch. In the footnotes over here in this Minchas Chinuch, somehow they didn't have a normal Minchas Chinuch on the shelf now. So in the footnotes of this Minchas Chinuch, they give you a whole list of poskim who assume that Marat Tahar comes from the Makar, like the Minchas Chinuch, and a list of poskim who assume that Marat Tahar does not come from the Makar, like the Sefer HaChinuch. The Trumas Hadeshen is assuming that Marais Tahar also comes from the Makar. No? I have a Hargasha. I feel that something is coming out. When I find out later on that what it was white, was a Marat Tahar, I'll say, oh, that Hargasha is a Marat Tahar. If Marat Tahar does not come from the Makar, so you're not going to have a Hargasha of Niftach Makora on the Marat Tahar. It's a different Hargasha. Now, if, however, no Rabbi Yehuda is right, and Hargasha is Zivas Davar Lach, so then that could apply to anything. But the Trumas Hadeshen is not going with that no Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Trumas Hadeshen is talking about Niftach Makora. Tosfos, by the way, on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, has two opinions about this Tasha. Tosfos Yud Zayin Amid Beis Yom Asal Dam HaAliyah has two opinions as to whether Marat Tahar comes from the Makar or not. Hi, Tuvi.
This could be an obvious point. But if you could be Mavarer, Machlok is in the Trumas Hadeshen, Lichor is Machlok is on some
of the Mitzins. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right? Rev Aaron Zichrono Lefracha has an expression in one of his Orthodox Forum volumes about how the reason why we can't have a Machlokas and Metzias is because we have to absolve our rabbinic figures of indolence, right? Which is like Rav Aaron way of saying that rabbis weren't lazy, and if it would be Machlokas and Metzias, some would have spent the time to be Mavara the Metzias. One could argue that these types of anatomical questions are very hard to be Mavara. My wife has a doctorate in the history of science. So one time we went to an exhibit in the Met of a famous science illustrator named Velasquez or somebody. He's a famous person who wrote medical textbooks in the 16th century. And what's amazing about the way he put out medical textbooks, based on actual dissection of human beings, is for him, every female was an inverted male. Without being too graphic, but they'd have like a penis, a backwards penis inside a woman. And that was the way every woman looked. And what's amazing is, this shows like the power of what we think over what we see. Presumably he's dissecting human beings. He's seeing that a female does not look like an inverted male. It ain't true, no? But he was so convinced that it had to be that way that he, like, with a lot of lumdis, he put out medical textbooks which was based, and the world, a lot of medical knowledge was based on just these mistakes that Velasquez was making in his textbooks. The Gemara in Bechayis has a line that one time the Chachamim dissected, there was like a non-Jewish prostitute, and they cut her open, and they saw some things about anatomy from there. And the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't prove anything from the non-Jews, because Doma Aidi da Achli Shkotzim Urimasim Chavil Gufayu, no? That since they eat like shrimp and other Shkotzim Urimasim, so their bodies are like all injured. But the point is that the Chachamim, and this, by the way, has a whole halachic literature. Maybe we'll talk about in Kutzad Idalet a bit. There's a whole halachic literature about to what extent can we accept the medical knowledge of our times, and to what extent do we have to be choshesh that all medical knowledge is just a hashara. That's a very important Torah umada question. No? Very important. Is Torah's emes and Torah's chayim? Right. It's a very important Torah umada question, but ad kan devarai. Okay. Now, the question that the Darkei Moshe and the Radvaz ask on the Trumas Hadeshen that how can you prove that Hargosha is a din d'oraisa from the Gemara when the Gemara is only speaking about Hargosha with the seeing of Dam, and Hargosha without Dam is not discussed at all in the Gemara? So we had one Mahalach to answer that question based on what we said is a Rashi. But the Chavistas in Kuf Tzadi Vav Os Gimel, yeah, so the Chavistas in Kuf Tzadi Vav Os Gimel has in Kuf Tzadi, I'm sorry, Chav Tzadi in Kuf Tzadi Os Gimel, I was like, look, Kuf Tzadi Vav, I didn't see it because it's in Kuf Tzadi Os Gimel. So the Chavistas says that he thinks everyone is misunderstanding the Trumas Hadeshin. What the Trumas Hadeshin really means is that Hargosha is better than Veses. Again, everyone asks Akasha, how can you compare Hargosha to Veses? Right? By Hargosha, you see them. And by Veses, you don't see them. So how can you prove Hargosha from Veses? So two totally different sugyas. Comes on the Chavistas, and the Chavistas says no. Maybe what the Trumas Hadeshin meant is that there's a Kal V'chaimer. Vestos are only Tamei. Vestos are only Tamei based on a Raiv. Vestos are only Tamei Misafek. That's the way he says it. Hargosha is Tamei B'toras Vadai. Therefore, I see that Hargosha is Tameya more than Veses. Again, if a woman has a Veses and then she sees Dam on the day of her Veses, she's Tameya. She has a Hargosha and she's Dam, she's Tameya. By Hargosha, if I see Dam later on that same day, I'm Tameya Mitoras Safek from the time, by Veses, if I see Dam the same day, I'm Tamei Mitoras Safek from the time of the Veses. By Hargosha, if I see Dam the same day, I'm Tmeya Bitoras Vadai from the time of the Hargosha. Zetman, you see that Hargosha is more powerful than Veses. If Hargosha is more powerful than Veses, so then the Chavistah says it's not such a far jump to assume that by Hargosha you're going to be Tmeya even if you see no Dam, because it's like a Kal V'chaimer. Right? That's the Chavistah's razzle dazzle chiddush. Okay, not bad. Not bad. What's interesting in the Chavistas, and my dear beloved friend the Megillah Sefer is the one who makes this point, is the Chavistas is obviously assuming Nitvi the note of Yehuda, no? Because the Pisrei Tshuva here in Sifkatin Zion, no? Doesn't the Pisrei Tshuva quote the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatin Zayin at the end, quotes a Noda B'Yehuda, that let's say a woman has a dream at night, and her dream is that I had a Hargosha. Again, you have to ask what you were drinking before you went to sleep, whatever it is, but you have a dream that you had a Hargosha. So Zakta Noda B'Yehuda, she's going to be Tahira, because it's a Svek Sveka. Hargosha without Dam is Tumeya Mikoyach Safek. And in this case, when it's a suffix, if you had a Hargosha, because it's a dream, and as we know, not everything that happens in dreams actually happened, no? If everything that happened in dreams actually happened, there'd be lots of pink elephants, right? So, not everything that actually happens in the dream really happens. It's something about Yehuda, it's a Svek Sveka. Oh, Svek Sveka? We're going to be Mitaya. That's what Noda Yehuda is assuming, no? Now, you see from the note of Yehuda's of the Megillah Sefer that he's not assuming like the Chavistas. Because the Chavistas is telling me that unlike a Veses that creates Tumah Mikoyach Safek, Hargosha creates Tumah Mikoyach Vada. No? The note of Yehuda's Nemingon that Hargosha is creating Tumah Mikoyach Safek. A few other points that you see. Where you don't see. The Chavistas is neming on. The Chavistas, by the way, neming on means anyone, any Jews in this room, all Philistines, no Jews. Neming on means assumes. Okay? If at the end of the year you do not know two things, I have failed. One, how to paskin routine needs a shaylos. Two, how to speak at least 20 words of Yiddish. Right? If at the end of the year you do not know that, I have failed. Got it? Okay, very important. Now.
And the Yiddish is more
important. Kayodua. Yiddish is only one part of Torah. Yiddish is Kol HaTorah Kulo. Right? That's like, I mean, even asking that Shaila, we have to question your Yahados. There is a school in Poskim that compares the din of Vestos to the din of Hargasha Belover Iyah completely. And if you look in the Torah's Hashlamim and the Pesach Shuba quotes this, they discuss that if you have an Isha who's Misulekes Domin, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's a zakena, a woman who's a katana, and these women have a hargasha without a ri'iyah. So they taina, this whole school, the Torah's Hashlamim, they taina that maybe she's going to be tahura. Because if the entire makar to be tameya is based on the limud from Vestos, just like we know that there's no dinim of Vestos by a zakena, by a muberes, etc. So also there's no dinim of hargasha b'lom re'iyah by a zakena, muberes, and katana. If, however, the chavastas is correct, so then we have absolutely no raya from the dinim of Vestos. Because the chavastas' understanding of the Trumas Hadeshen is that Trumas Hadeshen is saying, adarava, that Hargasha is more chomor than Vestos. So the fact that there's no din of Vestos by a Muberes, a Meinika, a Zakena, a Kitana, that doesn't prove that there's no din of Hargasha below Re'iyah by these women. Because this case of Hargasha below Re'iyah is more chomor than the case of Vestos, no? So again, if the Chavistas is right, as the Megillah Sefer points out, what we would say is all bets are off. So far, so good? This is a fundamental question as to whether the din of the Trumas Hadeshen is Mikoyach Vadai, or the din of the Trumas Hadeshen is Mikoyach Safek, and it seems to be a big machlokes in the poskim. There are many many issues that come up, halacha lamaisa. Generally speaking, in the Haredi world, they tell kalas before they get married that they're worried about zivas tavralach, and they say, you know what, if you have a hargosha zivas tavralach, check yourself immediately to see if you find some mara tohar, and if you find mara tohar, we can attribute it we'll attribute that hargosha zivas tavralach to the mara tohar. Obviously, if you don't tell the zivas tavralach as a hargosha, you don't have to do that. If a woman does not find anything after the bedika, so that's a machlokes between the Kresi Uplesi and the Chavistas, no? The Kresi Uplesi assumes that the woman is going to be tohaira. If you find nothing, but you check yourself right away. If you check yourself right away, I'm not worried that you saw a dam and it got lost. The Chavistas at first assumes this way, but at the very end of the Chavistas, he says that the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshen is that you check yourself right away. Trumas Hadeshen has a lashon of Bodka Atzma Miyad. And if it says Bodka Atzma Miyad, and even so the Trumas Hadeshen says if you find nothing, you're going to be Tomei, that means, says the Chavistas, you're going to be Tomei if you find nothing. And he rejects his svara of the two previous paragraphs. Chacham Avad Yosef Zichrono Livracha, in the Taharas Habayis, I could look at what page, but I forgot already. So Chacham Avad Yotainas, that the diuk in the Trumas Hadeshen is not compelling. First of all, just word about the Trumas Hadeshen. The diuk from the Trumas Hadeshen that we're making is a diuk from the Shaila of the Trumas Hadeshen. Can you make a diuk? What? Oh, so that's the answer, right? If you look at the title page of all the Trumas Hadeshens, at the Sharblat of all Trumas Hadeshens, it says that the Trumas Hadeshen himself made up the Shailas. So therefore, it's a legitimate diuk to make from the Shaila. If the Shoal is asking a question, so the diuk is less pronounced. So the Chavistas' diuk from the word Miyad can be a good diuk, because the Trumas Hadeshen himself wrote the Shailas. It's like the Shagas Aryeh. No one called him at 1 o'clock in the morning to say, Rebbe, by the way, it's Kriya Shema D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Right? There's certain shaylas that the person, the author of the Tshuvas, wants to write an essay. So he made up a question to ask to write an essay, and that's what the Trumas Hadeshen is. The problem is, Chacham Avadya points out that the lashon of the Truma Sedeshin in the Shaila is v'holcha ubatga atzma miyad. V'holcha sounds like and she went, and that would indicate some time lapse, right? But so there's like a bit of a stira within the question of the Truma Sedeshin, right? Is it v'holcha or is it miyad? Which one is it? The Chavistas is playing more on the miyad, and the Kresio Plesi is playing more on the v'holcha. I don't have any real approach to this. La halacha, most poskim feel like the Teferis Tzvi. The Teferis Tzvi was the Rebbe Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin, who's usually known for writing on Machshava, but we know he's a real Talmud Chacham because he wrote the Tshuvas Teferis Tzvi, which are totally awesome. And in the Teferis Tzvi, he says that obviously if you need a bedika over here, you don't need a full-fledged bedika. The Chavistas in the middle of his essay works on that. It's not shayach to do a full-fledged bedika miyad, but maybe a surface-level bedika would be enough. And as such, it's up to Teferis Tzvi, a woman who's wearing underwear and checks her underwear right after she feels this hargasha, and you find nothing, that's the halachic equivalent of a check right away. Because you don't need a full-fledged internal bedika. An external wiping, a kinuach, would be sufficient, and the underwear also counts according to the Tshuvas Tiferes Tzvi. Again, there's a few other halacha velo lemaisa points that we can make, but since we should probably daven minchah because Rosh Hashanah is coming up, so therefore we'll break over here. Chevra, I just want to wish everybody k'siv achsim atoba, gukkeh ben shtyar, emir tzashem during our service, you make tshuva. We'll continue to learn to the best of our abilities, and we should all have a wonderful year of bracha and only good things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.